Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Scott Stewart, professor and integrated pest management coordinator at the University of Tennessee's West Tennessee Research and Education Center located in Jackson, Tennessee. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The primary thing that brought me and my colleagues in on this research was our concern about potentially losing a really valuable class of insecticide, the neonicotinoids. We use them quite a bit in cotton. We use them as seed treatments in really all our crops in the South. So we had some concerns that we might lose that valuable class of insecticides. There was concerns that it may have negative impacts on honeybees, which as entomologists concerns us as a group. So we wanted to investigate that problem.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So we started out, at least in 2012, and when I say we, this is a multi-state effort, involves my counterparts in Arkansas and Mississippi. And the first thing we did in 2012 was really try to assess the concentrations of these neonicotinoid insecticides stemming from seed treatments and how that influences concentrations of insecticide and pollen and nectar. And of course, that's what the bees are foraging on. And so really what we did is a bunch of experiments to try to figure out, using our standard seed treatment rates, what is showing up in the pollen and nectar of cotton and corn and soybean. We're doing some additional research. We're looking at how foliar applications might influence those concentrations, and we're starting to branch out and try to look at how these things might potentially affect, or the concentrations we're finding might affect bee health.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think a lot of this is about awareness, and we have to keep in mind it's not just a cotton problem or a soybean problem. It also influences production in vegetables where they may actually use bees intentionally for pollination. So one of the things we need to be aware of is that if bees are present, we want to reduce the risk. Now, there's no way you can eliminate all the risk when you're spraying insecticides that you might have some negative effects on bees. That's been a reality for a long time, but we can do better. And one of the things we talk about is timing of applications, insecticide applications. If we're making foliar applications, we want to do it early in the morning or preferably later in the afternoon or early evening hours, because bees typically are not foraging in crops nearly as actively at that time. Another thing is just for everybody to be aware that honeybees are around, marking the hives, GPS locators, so that applicators and farmers and beekeepers are all aware where their hives are at and what's being spread. So it's really about communication and getting better communication channels between growers and beekeepers and pesticide applicators.